To all of my teachers and students, especially ML and MJ. Preface. This book is a challenge to accepted models of craft and workshop, to everything from a character-driven plot to the cone of silence, or gag rule, that in a creative writing workshop silences the manuscript's author. The challenge is this: to take craft out of some imaginary vacuum, as if meaning in fiction is separate from meaning in life, and return it to its cultural and historical context. Race, gender, sexuality, etc., affect our lives, and so must affect our fiction. Real-world context, and particularly what we do with that context, is craft. Over a decade ago, I sat silently in an MFA workshop while mostly white writers discussed my race. I had decided not to name the race of any character, Asian American or otherwise, but the workshop demanded that the story inform the reader if my characters were like me, people of color. A common assumption lies behind this phenomenon, that no mention of race is supposed to mean a character is white. I didn't have to ask why the white writers in the room never identified the race of their white characters. I already knew why. They believe that white is literature's default. I just couldn't say so. To name or not name a character's race is a matter of craft. To consider a character to be white, unless stated otherwise, is a matter of craft. Since this is a craft book, let's explore what exactly is at stake for the craft of fiction here. There are three possibilities. One, if fiction dictates that a writer identify only the race of non-white characters, then craft is a tool used to normalize whiteness. Two, if race is a factor only in stories with characters of color, then craft must be different for fiction with characters of color than it is for fiction with white characters. Three, otherwise, if any mention of race affects a story, then, like setting, race must be a part of any craft discussion. Our current methods of teaching craft date back to at least 1936 and the creation of the Iowa Writers' Workshop, the first MFA program. The workshop rose to prominence under the leadership, 1941 to 1965, of Paul Engel, a white poet from Cedar Rapids, Iowa, who was invested in what scholar Eric Bennett calls Iowa as the home of the free individual, of the poet at peace with democratic capitalism, of the novelist devoted to the contemporary outlines of liberty. You'll find more about this history later in the book. In other words, the workshop never meant craft to be neutral. Craft expressed certain artistic and social values that could be weaponized against the threat of communism. Craft is part of the history of Western Empire that goes back even to the ancient Greek and Roman empires, upon which American democratic values are based. We still talk about plot the way Aristotle wrote about it over 2,000 years ago, when he argued that plot should be driven by character. When we continue to teach plot this way, we ignore both the many other kinds of plot found in literatures around the world, and even the context of Aristotle's original complaint. He was fed up with the fate-slash-god-driven plots popular with tragedians of his time. What we call craft is, in fact, nothing more or less than a set of expectations. Those expectations are shaped by workshop, by reading, by awards and gatekeepers, by biases about whose stories matter and how they should be told. How we engage with craft expectations is what we can control as writers. The more we know about the context of those expectations, the more consciously we can engage with them. These expectations are never neutral. They represent the values of the culturally dominant population.